You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be all across the country. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junks. You want to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We are packed on the show today. Reggie Barlow, the head coach of the D.C. Defenders, is going to join us in about 15 minutes coming up at 7:20. They got their home opener at Audi Field against Houston at 4 p.m. on Sunday. But joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline is our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, John Paul Flame. What's the body count in there today? You guys got three, four?
Full roster.
Full show.
Four body count. By the way, I believe there's a TV show called Three Body Count, which is number one on Netflix right now.
Didn't know anything about that.
Three body problem. That's the guys who created Game of Thrones. I actually haven't had a chance to see that yet, but I've heard interesting things. The one thing I did hear about that, if anybody's interested watching it, is you got to watch the whole thing to get to for it to actually feel like it's a great show. I think the first couple episodes apparently are very exposition heavy. They have to set up the world, so I haven't seen it yet, but, I mean, it's the guys who created Game of Thrones. I'm still a little mad about the finale of Game of Thrones, so I haven't really gotten over that yet. But I'm interested in seeing what they're doing next.
Speaking of TV, why don't we start there? Because I think you want to hype up a show called Ripley on Netflix.
Today we're going to talk about two streaming shows. So Ripley is the Netflix one, and then there's a new private detective show on Apple TV Plus with Colin Farrell called Sugar, which I think you guys will be interested in. And then we'll talk about Monkey Man, which is the big movie opening up this weekend. So you guys remember in the 90s, The Talented Mr. Ripley, the movie with Matt Damon and
Jude Law. Was that the 90s? Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, actually, in your defense, Eric, I think it's 99, so it's kind of basically 2000, but you know what I mean. God.
Yeah.
But it is a while ago, which is crazy. And ever since I've turned 40, everything seems like it's in the distance.
Scary.
It's crazy. This show is basically, so Andrew Scott, I don't know if you guys know who he is. If you saw his face, you might. He was in a show called Fleabag. He was in All of Us Strangers. He's an Emmy-nominated actor, excellent actor. And basically, the series basically is based on a book. The cool thing about it, the book was written in 1955, and there's been like a million adaptations since. He plays a grifter who's essentially hired by someone to take a trip to Italy, and there's this whole, you know, unraveling of a mystery, and is he a good guy, is he a bad guy? And so what's interesting about a series like this, and I've only seen episode one, so I can't give like a full rating on it. So sometimes for people out there listening, I do a lot of interviews for TV shows, and because of the scheduling and timing, they'll send me like all 8-9 episodes, and I don't have 8 or 9 hours to watch because I'm watching other things for other interviews. So I usually just watch the first episode, but this one in particular, I'm very excited to continue it because Steve Zaillian directed it. Now, that name might not be familiar to you guys either, but the things he's done, you've definitely seen. He wrote Schindler's List. He wrote Irishman. He wrote Gangs in New York, I believe. He also directed Searching for Bobby Fischer. that movie in the 90s. I mean, he's just a really incredibly talented filmmaker, and he writes a lot for Scorsese and I think obviously with Spielberg with Schindler's List. But yeah, I mean, it's a black and white. It's beautifully shot. Director of photography is Bob Elswit.
It's black and white throughout each episode?
The episode that I watched was fully black and white, unless it turns color later on. It's funny, if you actually see my interview with Andrew Scott, they sent me the interview in black and white, which I thought was really cool. But yeah, that's definitely like a, you know, like a mystery type of show if you're interested in that. But I think the one that you guys would be fascinated by the most is Sugar.
I saw you interviewing Colin Farrell, and you asked him a question that he claims he's never been asked in like 20 years.
I saw that clip too.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. So it's so funny because that's a question that I've been asked all like pretty much all my life. I remember my dad used to make fun of me as a kid because I saw Face Off 45 times when I was younger, and like he would just make fun of me for it. So people ask me all the time, "What's the movie you think you've seen the most in your life?" It's pretty.
I wanted to ask you. I love the scene with James Cromwell when you go up to him, and I think you say like, "I've seen these movies 5 or 6 times," but then there's one that I've seen over and over and over again. If you were to think about the movie you've seen the most in your life, what do you think that movie is?
Well, holy s***, I'm doing this 25 years, nobody's ever asked me that. The one I've seen most is probably Back to the Future.
Which one?
The first one.
Well, of course, Kevin, of course it's the first one. Nobody's going to go back and watch Back to the Future 2 or 3 20 times.
No,
I disagree. Dude, if you continue listening to that clip, him and I start geeking out about Back to the Future 3 because that movie's underrated. And then what was cool about that is I was interviewing Ewan McGregor the other day too, and like the beginning of the interview for Ewan McGregor and the beginning of the interview for Colin Farrell were very similar. We just started chatting about movies for like 2 minutes, like randomly. Like that particular question with Colin Farrell led to a whole thing about like Quentin Tarantino movies and Spielberg movies, and it was pretty cool. And so, like I was saying, it's a pretty generic question, but the reason I asked it is because I'll set the show up now for you guys. So in the show Sugar, he plays a private detective who's hired by like a legendary film producer to find that film producer's granddaughter. And the film producer is played by James Cromwell. And so basically Colin gets hired by this guy, the character he's playing, and he goes to meet the film producer, and he's telling the guy, like, "I've seen every one of your movies 5 or 6 times, and I've seen this one the most." So that's why I asked him that question. And to be honest with you, I was kind of shocked that he said nobody's ever asked him that in 25 years, because I get asked that all the time. Mm-hmm. No, it was a really fascinating show. So
is Sugar good?
Yeah, it's excellent, actually. It's a film noir type show. So, like I said, it's kind of like Ripley in a weird way. Where
I don't like film noir.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, film noir actually is exactly what Ripley and Sugar are. But Sugar's more up your alley, guys, because I think it's more, there's a modern aspect to it that feels more modern than Ripley does. But also, it's just a detective story. I mean, you guys love detective stories, just following along a detective while he's trying to find and solve a mystery. And Colin Farrell is just so great in it. Like, he's an excellent, excellent character actor. And I mean, I grew up watching him in like Phone Booth and SWAT and all these things that he did in Alexander. But I just think he's grown into a really brilliant performer. I love Banshees of Inisherin.
Why do you sleep in Bruges, Kevin? Why do you sleep on that movie?
In Bruges might be my favorite Colin Farrell movie.
It's a great movie.
It's so good. And so
I can't remember. What was the plot again in Bruges?
Kevin will tell you.
There's a lot of driving in that movie.
Jason.
What?
I'll send you a link. You and I used to talk about that movie all the time.
I know, and I remember seeing it. I just can't. My brain's mush now as I get older, so I can't remember exactly what it was about.
There's so many great people in it, and also the guy who directed that went on to do this movie called The Banshees of Inisherin and 7 Psychopaths. He's just a fantastic filmmaker. But yeah, Sugar is available on Apple TV Plus today. Thank you guys for airing the clip with Colin. Like, that was a really cool moment. I didn't expect him to be like, you know, to go off like that. So it was kind of a nice, that
seemed
clip
like
is
a
way
decent
longer.
Guy. Is he a decent guy?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Colin Farrell is somebody I've only interviewed maybe less. I mean, a lot of people I've interviewed over, I don't know, 10 times. Like, I interviewed Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling 2 days ago for this movie called The Fall Guy, and I've interviewed them so many times now that like it just feels like it's like when you enter a room with them, like you're like you're not a stranger in a way. Not that we're friends, but with Colin Farrell, I don't necessarily know that I've interviewed him enough times to gauge that, but every time I've talked to him, he's been amazing.
Right, Kevin, we only got a couple minutes.
I love Emily Blunt.
Only have a couple minutes. You wanted to talk about Monkey Man. By the way, in Bruges, I do remember you hyping up the car chase scene, and I saw it listed as one of the best. So fill us in on Monkey Man.
All right, this movie is outstanding. Is this movie on anybody's radar on the show?
I've seen the trailer, and it looked pretty good.
Who's
Jason,
in it?
Oh, Jason. Jason, you got to go to this. Okay, so this is Dev Patel. Do you guys know Dev Patel?
Mm-hmm.
Slumdog Patel. Millionaire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So, amazing actor. So, this dude directed and stars in this film. It's like John Wick, but it has so much to say about culture and thematics, and it's a brilliant revenge story. So basically, the character's mother is killed at a young age, and in India, he basically uses the caste system in the storyline to basically take an underdog, a literal underdog, his character, and rise to the top to get to the top people who literally killed his mom, and it's one of these like brilliant films. Like, he compared it to The Raid and like all these like great action movies they even name check John Wick in the movie. But when you watch the cinematography and the action, it is one of the most profoundly directed action films I've seen. And I've seen stories recently. He broke his hand during one of the fights, and then they had to re-choreograph the entire fight so he could fight with his left side because his right hand broke. So like all these things that happened with this movie. I saw a story the other day because Jordan Peele ended up producing this film. He's the reason the movie ended up in theaters. This was supposed to be a Netflix movie. And from what I understand, they hit every single roadblock you could ever hit making this movie to a point where it seemed like the movie wasn't going to get finished. And from what I understand, Jordan Peele literally saved the movie, got it a theatrical release, and now it's properly going to be in theaters this weekend. And
so what's your rating?
I give it a 4.5. It is one of my favorite movies of the year. If you guys like John Wick or anything revenge-driven, this is just some of the best directing I've seen with action, but it also has a great story and a great message about how we treat people in this world.
Does he fight a monkey in the movie?
No. Well, the reason why it's called Monkey Man is because that's – so essentially what he's trying to make money so he can kind of get – towards the rich people in the country. Mm-hmm. So he starts fighting as a monkey man. So he basically has a monkey mask and he goes into a ring and he fights. Sharlto Copley is the ringmaster, and he's the one calling all the fights, and he puts a monkey mask on Dev Patel's character and basically either gets beaten up really badly so he can get paid, but eventually obviously he starts to get that revenge going, and you'll know what happens.
By the way, his best movie, Slumdog Millionaire, is a fantastic movie. Love that movie.
How old was he in that? He was young.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's probably an amazing film. Have you guys seen Lion?
Yes.
I have not.
It's also very good. Hey, Kevin, we got to run.
I know I've seen Jahmyr Gibbs. You don't get that reference. I know you don't.
He might. He's a football fan now. Kevin, we got to run, bro.
Basketball. I'm watching basketball now, man. I was watching LeBron the other night. I get all tight.
LeBron.
Oh, my God.
That's Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5, gives Monkey Man a 4.5 out of 5. Coming up next, we have Coach Reggie Barlow from the D.C. Defenders here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.